And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 18th of April, 2012. It was on this day, 1958, the U.S. government dropped its treason charges against the poet Ezra Pound, and he was released from St. Elizabeth's Mental Hospital in Washington, where he'd been held for almost 13 years for having made radio speeches from Rome during World War II, praising Mussolini and the fascists and blaming the war on the Jews. Ezra Pound was 72. He had been visited during those 13 years by an odd combination of white supremacists who liked his politics and distinguished American writers who admired his poetry or his history of generosity to other writers, including Robert Frost, who testified in his behalf and said, "None of us can bear the disgrace of our letting Ezra Pound come to his end where he is. It would leave too woeful a story in American literature." And it's the birthday of the beat poet Bob Kaufman, born in New Orleans, 1925, who helped found Beatitude magazine. His books include Solitudes, Crowded with Loneliness, which came out in 1965. Here's a poem for today by Robert Bly, entitled The Starfish. It is low tide, fog. I have climbed down the cliffs from Pierce Ranch to the tide pools. Now the ecstasy of the low tide, kneeling down alone. In 6 inches of clear water, I notice a purple starfish with 19 arms. It is a delicate purple, the color of old carbon paper or an attic dress. At the webs between the arms, sometimes a more intense sunset red glows through. The fingers are relaxed, some curled up at the tips, with delicate rods, apparently globes on top of each, as at world fairs, waving about. The starfish slowly moves up the groin of the rock, then back down. Many of its arms rolled up now, lazily, like a puppy on its back. One arm is especially active and curves up over its own body, as if a dinosaur were looking behind him. How slowly and evenly it moves! The starfish is a glacier going 60 miles a year. It moves over the pink rock by means I cannot see, and into marvelously floating, delicate brown weeds. It is about the size of the bottom of a pail. When I reach out to it, it tightens and then slowly relaxes. I take an arm and quickly lift. The underside is a pale tan. Gradually, as I watch, thousands of tiny tubes begin rising from all over the underside, hundreds in the mouth, hundreds along the 19 underarms, all looking, feeling, like a man looking for a woman, tiny heads blindly feeling for a rock and finding only air. A purple rim runs along the underside of every arm, with paler tubes, probably its moving feet. I put him back in. He unfolds. I had forgotten how purple he was, and slides down into his rock groin, the snail-like feelers waving, as if nothing had happened, and nothing has. A poem, The Starfish, by Robert Bly, from his selected poems, published by Harper Perennial, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, celebrating 100 years of discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. Edited by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.